This is Susan B. Brock-Telluride, Inside and Out, and I'm pleased to be speaking with Jesse Johnson. Jesse, as some of you know, is a board member of the Telluride Foundation and the CEO and founder of the Telluride Venture Accelerator Program, bringing entrepreneurs to the Telluride region to develop new businesses in town. Jesse, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Susan.
So, could you talk about your history with Telluride? I think most people know you have one, but for those who don't, what is it?
It is a long history. I consider it, the home that's been in my life my whole life. And I think my dad moved here in 76 and first came out here probably in 75. So I would have been, 4 or 5 years old when my dad moved here. So I spent from that time forward, every Christmas, every spring, and every summer here in Telluride, really formative times in my life. And come about college or so, I started spending less time just because I was working in the summers. But I would always come back here for Christmas. I think this past Christmas was, my 35th or 34th or so here in Telluride. So it's just been, my first girlfriend was here. I learned to ski here. just so many great memories of my time in Telluride.
And then you left and established roots in New York City, but have decided to return to town with your family and then make Telluride your primary residence. Why did you decide to do that?
It's sort of a roundabout story that I think a lot of people here in Telluride share. My wife and I, with two kids, knew that we wanted to leave Manhattan. Weren't exactly sure where we wanted to be. Had thought in our minds at the time that we wanted to end up in Boston, where my wife, sister, brother, father, and we had lots of friends, and it was familiar. We thought we'd come to Telluride for a year and then transition to Boston. But as such, the case with so many folks here is once we got here and got plugged into the community and the schools and made friends and, enjoyed the outdoors, which we had been deprived of living in Manhattan, so many of the things we were looking for in, where to raise our kids, the community that we wanted to live in, Telluride had so many of those, that we hadn't found in New York, and we didn't, the more we thought about it, we didn't think we were going to necessarily find in Boston. So it was intended to be a one-year thing, and it's going on 2 years, and I know it'll be many more years to come. I mean, Telluride will always be a home. Will always be a part of our life, but we know that at least for the next bunch of years, it's going to be a full-time home.
Wonderful. Thank you. Where did the idea for Telluride Venture Accelerator come from? Weren't you busy enough with your own businesses and philanthropies?
The conversation really started with Paul Major and myself, around this time last year, maybe even a few months earlier than this last year, where we were just talking about, where Telluride is, and I sort of, Paul was someone who just helped me sort of reacquaint myself to Telluride from the perspective of someone in their 40s and what's going on with the economy, how sort of dependent Telluride had become on tourism and the ski area, et cetera, and real estate. We were talking big picture about how towns similar to Telluride have tried to diversify themselves and provide, sustainable long-term jobs that, can diversify the economy and allow people to both move here, live here, and raise a family here. So that was the big picture idea. And, we kept coming back to the notion of entrepreneurship and small businesses and just creating a more dynamic inviting work environment here in Telluride that other communities had seemed to have done a better job at. And, Jackson was one we looked to often. They're larger than us, but a lot of things similar, remote, mountain town, heavily dependent on tourism and real estate as well. But they have done a good job in my mind of giving birth to a number of really successful companies, Crokey's, Cloudvale, Teton Gravity Research, Mountain Khaki. I mean, there's just a bunch. And Telluride, you look and, there's a few that seem like they've come close. Hopefully Telluride Brewing is on that path. but Horny Toad, I guess, moved away, and Scott Flyrod moved away, and we just feel like, you know, with a little bit of extra, you know, focus and intention, that, you know, we can lay the seeds that can create a similar environment here in Telluride.
Once you and Paul embraced the idea, sourced it and embraced it, where did you look to establish your models? You mentioned a few towns. Where else?
Once we had landed on the idea of, you know, how do you promote entrepreneurialism, how do you sort of, what are the legs of the stool you need to really sustain it in a small town, you know, the notion of an accelerator was one that seemed front and center. You know, there's lots of other things you do need, but an accelerator, you know, in that sort of environment was a key one. And we spent some time looking at Techstars, which is one of the largest and first accelerators that is based in Boulder. They primarily do technology and software, internet, but they've been going now, I think, for 11 or 12 years and have a quite good reputation and have ironed out the kinks. And Paul and I drove up to Boulder this past August, I guess it was, and, you know, participated in their annual demo day, which their 12 companies were pitching a local community of investors and raising money. And, you know, we just got to see that program in action and were really impressed by how well they were doing it and the quality of the companies there. So that was one, you know, entity that we've since spent a lot of time with and actually had a lot of conference calls with their CEO and their CFO and their legal team just to understand how the nuts and bolts work. And then we, you know, I also had a trip to the East Coast where I visited a number of accelerators in the Boston area. Harvard has one called iLab. MIT has something similar called Venture Mentoring, which is basically partners a lot of the MIT alumni with existing MIT students and faculty and staff to help them with their businesses. And then a large one in Massachusetts called Mass Challenge. So I spent a bunch of time with each of those just trying to understand what was working with them, what might work well here, what might not. But then come around sort of early September of this past year, we felt like we had, you know, our model at least sketched out enough to take in front of the Telluride Foundation board.
Okay, wonderful. How did you drill down to target specific sectors? TVA is focusing on very specific industry sectors. How did you decide on those?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started, we were thinking very broad, like, you know, don't limit it to any one area. And then, you know, as we got closer and closer, we just felt like for a number of reasons we had to focus. One, you know, just getting really great mentors involved. We needed some specialists. We just thought would add a lot more value to these companies than just a smattering of generalists. And then, two, I think, you know, we wanted people to be able to come here to Telluride and feel like their customers are just out walking down Main Street or up on the ski hill or coming for a family vacation. You know, we felt like that was going to be a compelling aspect of our program. So we ended up choosing, you know, outdoor products, natural products, tourism, travel, you know, some areas at least to start that we feel like are really synonymous with what Telluride is and the people who live and visit here.
Okay. What makes Telluride an initiative like TVH so promising in the Telluride environment today? Or maybe in the environment in the world today, either way.
Right. Well, I mean, we are a nonprofit. We are, as we call it, an initiative of the Telluride Foundation. And, you know, the face of philanthropy has been changing and I think is going to continue to change, where it's sort of evolving from a bit more passive, you know, grant-making to, you know, this whole notion of venture philanthropy where, you know, you've had a lot of highly successful entrepreneurs or investors who aren't satisfied with just the idea of writing a check to an organization. They are really looking at a social problem and thinking about all the possible ways one can approach it. And one of them is writing a check to a nonprofit, an existing nonprofit. Another is, you know, starting a company that goes after that tries to solve that problem, and much more sort of market-based ways of going about moving the needle. And that's, I think, one of the things that we've taken advantage of well with the Telluride Foundation is that there's a lot of people in this community who, you know, have just a range of talents and interests, and but they hadn't really been tapped into in terms of, you know, putting their skills to work for the good of Telluride. And it's, that's been really a rewarding part of this, is just to find all these really talented, successful entrepreneurs who are eager to, you know, lend their own time and expertise to making the companies in the accelerator grow and thrive.
Which was a nice segue to my next question. It's my understanding that Venture Accelerator is already expanding the Telluride Foundation's base. Is that so?
Well, yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, Paul, you know, can speak a little bit more eloquently than I can on it, but I mean, there's been a number of individuals who have decided to contribute to this effort who previously weren't, you know, participating in the Telluride Foundation in any meaningful way, and I think they just see this as a really unique sort of market-based approach to, you know, creating entrepreneurialism and jobs and a renewed vibrancy here in Telluride that isn't, you know, just about writing a check to, you know, one of our worthy nonprofits here in town. It's just, it's a different perspective, and I think that that sort of tapped into a whole new community.
Yeah, and it's another way of saying what Paul has suggested about the shift in giving, with many, many people selecting, as you suggested before, new businesses over nonprofits for their largesse. So that totally stands to reason that the foundation would experience some good news from that. Do you think there is potential for any of these businesses, this inaugural group or groups that you'll help support in the future, to remain in Telluride, and is that a goal?
Right. Well, it's a very good question. Now, we approached the start of this program, you know, with the idea in mind that the primary goal was to get great businesses through this program, and then to see where that might go, and just get the most qualified businesses and individuals through the program. And it was a, you know, we put it out to a national environment and a national audience, and also ended up getting applications from 10 different countries, so international as well. But, you know, in the end, one of the, you know, really, you know, great things that happened was that one of our top four companies is a local company, Hoggle Goggle. And, you know, that alone, I think, and that, you know, we didn't adjust our rating criteria in any way to try to bring in a local company. They rose to the level of the other applicant, of the top applicants. And so I think that specifically, we have a case where, you know, Hoggle Goggle is going to be, it has been started here, is intended to remain here, and hopefully, you know, turns into a company that employs people here and really creates a name for itself, and you know, that's tied, you know, directly into what Telluride is. And the other companies that, you know, I don't know if any of them will end up here. My sense is that there's a good chance that a number of them will stay here for a while past our program. But, you know, it is not a criteria of ours that they remain further on. I think, you know, just their being here, interacting with the local community and the mentors, there's just a tremendous benefit to the community that will live on, you know, past them being physically here. And this will always be sort of the birth of their company. And I think they'll, you know, when some of these companies will end up being successful, and certainly not all, it's just not the odds of starting a business, but,
right,
you know, and then they'll come and get back involved in the company and with the accelerator and, you know, just further grow the community. So I think, you know, in the end, we got the best of both worlds. We're able to bring in the best companies, and we also have a local company that we know is going to stay on and live here.
And finally, do you see the potential, and I have to admit I do, for the Telluride Venture Accelerator to help alter the landscape of the region for the long term? I guess I'm asking this, but in a way, in the very beginning, you answered it when you reported your conversation with Paul about what is sustainable in this region, you know, and looking at the month of January with no snow, it, depending on tourism, is dicey. So do you see this as one of the vehicles to establish a different sort of sustainability in Telluride?
You know, I do, and you know, we had a mentor gathering, our first major mentor gathering last Monday night, and one of the mentors said something which, you know, some people may cringe at hearing, but other people sort of embrace as, you know, an important thought, and that's that he hopes in, you know, 10 years, Telluride's not known as a ski town or a tourist destination town, but it's known as a great place to start a business and a really vibrant, you know, community where it also has world-class skiing and world-class hiking. And, you know, and I think that's a great idea. And if we could, you know, just, it's not going to happen overnight, but, you know, incrementally, you know, make Telluride into a place that embraces, you know, great businesses and a great place to start businesses. And we just have a wonderful community of mentors who are eager to help you launch your business and hopefully some funding along the way to help you, you know, raise some money. I think that would tremendously, you know, over a decade, change the sort of brand or the ethos of Telluride. You know, one of the conversations that I've been having recently is with a local resident who's, you know, at top of his field in computer science and somehow from Telluride manages to be essentially the chief technology officer of the London Stock Exchange. And we've talked about, you know, perhaps there's a way to do like a computer science based effort that complements what the effort we're currently doing to bring in, you know, some businesses that aren't dependent on any specific geography. They could essentially be anywhere. But if you could, you know, have a few of those businesses starting here with people like this mentoring them and others, you know, I just think it could really change the sort of the complexion of Telluride. I mean, nobody wants to leave anything behind about how a beautiful place and remote and a lot of history. But I think that there's a way to add on a really vibrant economy to that.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was a grand finale. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Jesse Johnson. He is the CEO of Telluride Venture Accelerator, also a founder. And that, Telluride Venture Accelerator, is an initiative of the Telluride Foundation. Jesse, thanks so much for talking to me, and I look forward to interviews with your four companies, your inaugural group of companies.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for your time, Susan.
Thank you.